Message number 1301. The only danger to humanity is man himself. Thursday, January 1, 2015 at 23:50. My dearly beloved daughter, the person who perseveres in prayer will become closer to me. With so much confusion in the world and amongst my church on earth, the challenge for humanity is to be able to differentiate between right and wrong in the eyes of God. But for many Christians, they will be drawn away from me by a new global form of evangelization which will focus exclusively on politics. Instead of being encouraged to remain loyal to me and trusting in all that I am, you will be pulled away from me. You must never confuse my word with the aspirations of a secular world. I have always made it clear to humanity through my father's book of the dangers in doing so. A secular world serves only its own needs, and men of power, ambition, and selfish aspirations create the rules which govern it. So much misinformation has been spread in relation to the environment when only God can dictate how the earth behaves. Man may harm and damage the earth, but he can never destroy it, for all these things are in the hands of God. A lack of trust in God means that man believes he has control over the universe. The foolish man thinks that his actions can change God's laws. The wise man knows that God is all-powerful, and as long as he is revered and his laws adhered to, then man's survival will be secured. The survival of the earth has nothing to do with mortal man. Only God has the power to control the air that you breathe, the water you drink, and the ability to sustain life. The only danger to humanity is man himself. Man will fool others in the interests of self-gain. He will lie if it is to his advantage and when it suits him. Trust is easily broken, and now you are living in an era where you must know that the earth will remain as it was before, and that any climate upheaval is by the hand of God. Man's intervention in such a divine creation will only be permitted if it is according to the will of God. My church is my body. All those who believe in me are part of my body. Those who are part of me will follow my teachings. Those who say they lead my followers must abide by the word of God. Their role is to defend the truth, not deviate from it. If you are being pulled away from me, and if my word is being rejected by the world, then the duty of my sacred servants is to remind the world of what is right and what is wrong. When they remove themselves from matters which concern the soul in exchange for matters which amount to socialism, then know that this is a subtle and cunning deception. It also betrays all trust in me. Your Jesus.